Don't wanna be all by myself. Boxy's gone.
Welcome to 30 something gamers, season 2, episode 8. Now, as you might have guessed from my heart-wrenching rendition at the start there, I'm all by myself. I don't know really what to do. I haven't got anyone being miserable and bringing me down. Now, due to unforeseen circumstances, Boxy can't be here yet. We're not prepared enough. You've listened to the podcast. We're not ahead enough to have, like, emergency episodes or record a couple ahead of time or anything like that. So, it's come to this. There's no time for Boxy to get an episode in. So, you've got me. Now, bear with me, rah. Yeah, that's the level of joke you're going to be getting. So I apologise. I'm going to try and get through today's episode, keeping it light, keeping it funny. Might be a little bit short. I'm sure you can give me that, but we will still make it a superb episode of 30-something gamers. Now, recently, I've been asking for your reviews. Now, I've asked them in a multitude of ways over the last few episodes. Things like epic, inspirational, what do you call them? Speeches, that's it. We did the infomercial, we did the breakfast, the morning breakfast, but I thought, how am I going to ask for your review this week? A review of 5 stars, obviously. What fits in with me being on my own, being left? And I thought, what we could do, one of my favourite sort of themes, favourite atmospheres is film noir, detective noir film. So I thought I would write up a detective noir intro asking for your review. So, strap in and get ready. It was a quiet night in the world of pixels and power buttons. Too quiet. The streets were empty. The kind of empty that smells like warm plastic and broken promises. Boxy Artie, my co-host, my partner in the low-res crime spree, was gone. Said he had other commitments. I think he just couldn't stomach another hour of me ranting about loading screens and the majesty of Final Fantasy. So I'm left here, alone. Just me, the microphone, and the ghosts of memory cards past. This week's episode? It's personal. It's raw. It's got more saved states than sense. But anything, something from you, stranger. I'm not asking for much. No coins, no cheat codes, no walkthroughs. Just a review. A measly few words on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Maybe even carved in the bathroom door of your local CEX. 5 stars if you're still haunted by the PS1 startup scream. 4 if you've ever blown into a cartridge, even though science says it didn't help. 3? Nah. Don't insult us like that. This podcast, it's a grind. But your review? That's the one-up that keeps me going. So go. Go on ahead. Do the right thing. Make an old gamer smile. Because in this world of analog static and digital dreams, it's nice to know someone's still out there, listening. What do you think of that one? Now, I can't really hear myself back yet, so I'm assuming me American accent. Is it like a New Orleans accent, is it? I don't know. It was probably all over the place, so I apologise for that. But do what the man said. I'm that man. Drop a 5-star review if you haven't already. Wherever you listen, it really helps out. We really appreciate it. Anyway, onto what I've been playing. You could have guessed it was my turn to tell you what I've been playing the last few weeks, seeing as Boxy isn't here. So, because Boxy's not here, the little prick can't stop me talking about Final Fantasy. Because I've finally beaten Final Fantasy 8. We did it on stream a couple of weeks ago. It was one of my confessions that I'd never beaten it, even though it was one of my favourite games, and we finally got through. We accidentally beat Ultima Weapon, and then we beat Omega Weapon, I got in a bit of a stubborn off. I had me chat telling us, yeah, you can't do that unless you've got the, you're never going to do it without Lionheart, the ultimate weapon, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what that does? I don't know if it does anyone else. It just made me stubborn. As soon as someone said, you can't do it, I was just like, nah, locking in. We're doing it without Lionheart. We're just going to cheese it. I am the king of killing Final Fantasy bosses underleveled. Some people say I cheese it. I cheese it. It's just pure skill. Pure skill. So we beat that. I was well impressed with myself. Enjoyed that. It only took us 3 attempts as well. Did the whole game. Got me head around how the junction system actually works. If you see the junction system in Final Fantasy, it's shite. You don't know what you're talking about. I'll admit I was on that bandwagon. I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But it is really good when you get used to it. A lot more strategic. So we finished that on stream. So we played a couple of other games just in between when we were sort of choosing what we're doing. And we played 2 PS1 classics, could you call them? Now, the first one for me, some people might get angry about this, is it's definitely a nostalgia game. I played Casper on the PlayStation 1. And I can remember, can any of you remember this? Back in the day, you could rent a console from Blockbusters. I'm pretty sure I rented a PlayStation 1 and I got 3 games with it, I'm pretty sure. I got Lawn Soldier, I think. Got a black soldier on the front with camo bottoms and I'm sure he's shirtless. Or maybe that's just in my dreams. Adidas Power Soccer, legendary at the time. I thought, football games not get better than this. And Casper. Now, I went back and I was looking forward, really looking forward to play it. And it was a little bit grindy. Mechanics weren't fun for me. There's exploration and stuff. Luckily, my disc must have had a bit dust on it or a bit of some scratches or something. Because we, well, it did it first. And we did that whole thing of going back to an old game and forgetting you have to manually save. So we had to start again. And we kept saving, but it did it again. And I just thought, let's move on because I'm not enjoying this. Let's move on to a game that I'd never played before, which was the X-Files sort of FMV point-and-click game for the PlayStation 1. And I had a bit of fun with that. It was cool. It's not a game, I don't think, if you are a streamer out there, to play it on stream, because you have to give it your undivided attention. As in, you have to do everything. Nothing is sort of... It's a bit like Red Dead Redemption in the way, like, you know, nothing's done for you. Like, if you kill an animal, you go over, you've got to manually skin it, put it on, take it back, blah blah blah, all that stuff. It's a little bit like that. Like someone gives you a phone number, you need to remember what the phone number is, you know what I mean, rather than it just like when you go to the phone and automatically having the number there. What else was there was the one where it's like, oh, you have to, I think I was talking to the head of the FBI or something, and he said, all right, once you've given your case files to this other one, I'll meet you. And I was just running around the FBI office for ages. And I'd walked up to him and I said, oh, I've been told to give you my case files. Give me case files. And I was like, what do I need to do? And then someone was like, well, you got to give me your case files. I was like, that doesn't mean I have to literally go pick my case files up and give them to him, do I? It's got no impact on the story. But that's exactly what I had to do. And I'd never watched the X-Files back in the 90s. I must be like the only person who didn't. So there was like little cameos I didn't recognise and stuff like that. And going back to it is a little bit janky. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as I thought I was going to do. Because I, please in the comments, let me know. Other people give this series love. Tex Murphy was some detective games. Quite a little bit detective noir. Like my amazing intro. Is an awesome set of PC games, Detective, FMV, and I played them growing up on the PC, and I loved them, and I thought it was going to be like that, and it wasn't, so it was okay, and we might go back to it at some point, but not really. Now, the travesty is I haven't been able to play much on Clair Obscura, because I want to have set time to do it. I don't want to dip in and out the story and having 2 kids, a full-time job and doing all this streaming and all this podcast jazz. Doesn't give us any time to do it, so I do want to get back on that. But I had a little accident. Now, I'm going to preface this first as, yes, I did have a couple of drinks. It was the end of term, and my teacher was letting me hair down. My head teacher was leaving, all that. I was just enjoying myself, but I wasn't too drunk. That's all I'm going to say. I went arse over tit on a dance floor, sort of fell forward flat on my face, but my arm was underneath my body, and I just put all my weight, and that's a hefty weight, smashed into my arm. Now, I will say this, as soon as it happened, the venue put wet floor signs out straight away, and the next morning I woke up to so many messages, people saying, you should sue them, that the floor was soaking, it was like a swimming pool. So, although I might have been a little bit drunk, I would have probably done it if I hadn't any drinks, so not my fault before you start anything. Anyway, I thought it was broken, went to A&E, x-ray. I'm so glad Boxy's not here, he'll be just rinsing us right now. There was, went to A&E, no break, just done all the ligaments in my arm. So I was supposed to be streaming that night, and I couldn't really do anything with my arm, so I streamed the next day, and I still, it was hurting when I moved my fingers. Ooh, big hard boy. So I decided, right, well, I've got a PlayStation 1 mouse. I've never tested it out. Let's play a game with a PlayStation 1 mouse, because that sort of, I could rest it on a table and use the mouse, and it was all fine. So I've been jumping back into Broken Sword, which is an amazing game, a classic point and click. If you love point and clicks, if you've not played it, played it. But I didn't realise how many were in the series. Apparently my chat said there's 6 or 7 games. I've played the first two, I've completed the second one on stream, I'm completing the first one on stream, I did it back when it first came out, I've done it a couple of times actually, and it's a great game. George Stobart is an absolute legend, he has got the riz of all time. Can I just say, Nico, Papa, she, in the first one, we were 2 or 3 hours in, she writes Bossy Gate, does now, sits writing a little French poem or something, thinking about brie and baguettes. And then sends you out to do everything and then has snarky comments when you're running around doing all sorts of things. Jack all. Anyway, I am thinking about in future maybe playing some more of the games. I don't know how many are good, how many are bad. I've heard Broken Sleeping Dragon. Broken Sword, Sleeping Dragon or something, I think is the third one. Heard that one's decent. I've got it for my original Xbox at least. I don't know if I've got the PS2 version. So we might have a go of that. So that's what I've been playing recently. Now, we would normally move on to trivia and would have the, how am I supposed to know that? So, unfortunately, there is no theme tune for that because we have no Boxy. So, you are lucky, lucky listeners. You don't have to be subjected to Boxy's shite trivia this week. So, what I've changed it to is another little segment, which will probably only be on this episode, and we're going to call it, Where Are You? Let's be having you. Put it in the comments if you get that reference. Anyway, it's Where Are You? Me and Boxy last week were talking about how maybe his dead gran was in purgatory in Frankfurt listening along and enjoying the show because we had one of the cities that enjoyed 30-something gamers the most was Frankfurt in Germany. So we put a little plea out there and said, if you are our German listener, please pop it in the comments, say hello, and tell us why you're listening, which Boxy wasn't happy about, but I'm genuinely interested, because I think it's mental that people I don't know listen to this. Does that make sense? Like, I've got people in my community, I've got family and stuff like that, I imagine that's where all our listens come, but it's obviously not now, we're obviously growing. This thing's got steam, and especially an episode without Boxy, oh my god, we're going to be hitting the ground running. Anyway, we got a message from Natalia, who said, hi guys, a listener from Colombia, living in Frankfurt, and here's why she listens, love the podcast, the laughs and video game content twice a week. So Natalia, thank you for getting in contact. We, not only is it someone in Frankfurt listening, it's a Colombian, we're going worldwide. Mr. Worldwide, I'm going to shave my head and start singing about Kodak cameras. So, what I thought, seeing as we got that, I'd have a look and scour to see if there was any other countries that were listening to us. Like, regularly, we've got listens, random listens sort of all over. But I thought, let's have a look. And I thought I could start some sort of civil war. Now, it's not really a civil war, is it? If it's two different countries. Just a disagreement between neighbours. Because when I looked down, I thought, this is good. We could start a bit animosity over in North America, even though there's enough there anyway. Because I found out easy for me to say. Because I found out that in Welland, in Canada, we have someone who has listened 15 times to the show. Now, it could be 15 different people that have listened once, but that would be very coincidental that it would be that specific city in Canada had 15 people who'd listened once. And if they'd listened once, of course they're listening again. They're not just going to give up. And then I found that in Ashburn, USA, someone had listened 13 times. Or again, there's 13 residents of Ashburn listened once. I don't believe that. Once you listen once, you are hooked in. So I thought, let's have a look in the comments who can reply first and tell us that they're listening. And that will be our chosen country. The 30-something gamers North American country will be Canada or USA. We might even ban the podcast from going to one of those countries. I'm sure that Trump will be shaking in his orange boots. Yeah. In the comments, if you are from Welland in Canada or you Ashburn in the USA and you are listening, drop a comment in. First one wins. Go. Anyway, they probably stopped listening a long time ago, so that's going to go nowhere. But talking about comments, we didn't have a section where I could bounce off Boxy. So I thought what I would do is bounce off you. How's your father? Now, I will preface this saying I'm going to go through some of your comments that we've had over the last few shows, talk about them, put a expert critique on them. But I am probably going to be quite brutal because this is normally for me where I'm having a go at Boxy. And I don't have Boxy this week, so I feel like I've just been talking and happy, and I need to get the anger and frustration of a week's worth of work and stuff out of me. And without Boxy, I can't do it. So I apologise if I go in hard on you. How's your father? But deal with it. I mean, you've listened to the show. You know I'm not here for likes and... Well, I am. I beg for a review every bloody week. But I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your entertainment. So just strap in. Anyway, first comment comes from Connor. And Connor has commented on the episode where we're talking about the funniest games of all time, one of the microtransactions episodes. And he said, I'll save you guys from being cancelled. Postal 2 is the funniest game ever made. Now, could we really be cancelled for not talking about Postal? I think it was the other way around. I do know Postal is quite a funny game. I've not really played it myself. I do know you can use a cat's arsehole as a suppressor. And you can piss on people. And I'm pretty sure... Who's the name of that actor? You know, the one who goes, what you talking about, Willis? I feel like in the 2000s, like, everyone used to say that. What you talking about, Willis? Did Mr. T say it in an advert at some point? Stop all that jibber-jabber. I know it was from, like, a 70s, 80s TV show. I'm sure it was, like... Different Strokes or something, and I never watched that, but I knew that phrase. Gary Coleman, that's his name. He's in it for some reason, but I'm gonna come away, Connor. You're not right. It's not one of the funniest games of all times. You've just got the maturity of a child. That's coming from me. Yeah, stick a gun up a cat's arse. You think it's the funniest game? I'm not having it, Connor. I'm not having it. Right, there's one listener turned off. Next one, Liam. From who was friend of the show, Liam, who was on Liam from the For the Record, who was on all the way many moons ago in season one, said Tom whispering in my ear telling me that the Smiths are shit was not on my bingo card for this morning. No offense taken though, Smiths are a bit naff. I only like one song of theirs. So there we go. Liam is a purveyor of vinyl and music. Follow on TikTok if you don't already. He's got a great vinyl selection. But he agrees with me. I think that was last episode, wasn't it? When I just got fed up with the Smiths being a miserable bastard. What's his name, the lead singer? I'm not even bothering me brain cells and energy in this heat to think of what his name is. But he knows about music more than me. And he says they're a bit naff, one or two songs. So if you're a Smiths fan, jog on. This isn't the podcast for you. Or just... or just keep listening and disagree with me. You could do that as well, but I don't know. I think you should just leave it. Next person to annoy is Dan, another friend of the show, who said, "I'm starting to think something happened to Tom while playing Hit and Run." Now, I've not got beef with The Simpsons Hit and Run, okay? I've not got beef at all with The Simpsons Hit and Run. It's an okay game, but there are far better games and far better Simpsons games out there that you can play. Games that are so much more fun. It just happens to have come up twice in segments. I think our first ever show, what did we used to do before? Prequel, sequel, fecal. Remaster, remake, recycle. That's it. I can't even remember our own shtick. I'm sure it was in the first episode I said recycle Simpsons Hit and Run. It's not as good as you think it is. It's not as fun. Play Simpsons Road Rage. It's a lot more fun. If you want an open world funny game, play Saints Row 2, Saints Row 3. Just leave it. Nothing happened to me. I wasn't touched by Grandpa Simpson anywhere. I wasn't. I'll leave this one. I don't want to get the podcast cancelled. Boxy comes back, it's like, "Where is everyone? Sorry, mate, we got cancelled." I started talking about The Simpsons doing things to me. It's just not a good game. Just not a good game. Show us on the doll where it touched you. So, yeah. I'm sure loads of people agree. I don't know if I've seen anyone actually comment on to say they agree with me on that one. I might actually be on that hill alone. Anyway, next one, I've got some beef with my community. It looks like they're banded together. We got Connor, Vicky, Vivi, Dave, all came on. Listen to these comments. Absolute slanderous. They're supposed to be part of my community. I'm with Boxy when it comes to Uncharted. The Last of Us story is great, but the rest is average. If All I Want was a great story, I'd watch the show. The Last of Us is a good game and has a great narrative, but I don't believe it's the best narrative out there. I'm with Artie, Uncharted 2, purely because I'm not a fan of the Last of Us genre. Also, I'm part of the cult. I refuse to be branded. And Dave just said, Uncharted 2 is loads better than The Last of Us. All of those are people from my my community. When I say my community, my Discord, they're getting the streams and stuff. You can find the links if you want to, Retro Revival on TikTok, all that jazz. If you find them on TikTok or YouTube, there's a link tree to all of them. If you want to join the cult of Retro Revival. Anyway, all of them came in just to pile on when I said The Last of Us was better than Uncharted 2 and it was the best narrative of all time. It is. And to go back to Connor's start, they thought saying just to watch the show. The story, the narrative in the game of The Last of Us is far better than the show, even with it being a long TV series. I will always say that. And when it's done right, video game narratives can hit so much harder than TV shows because you're in there, you're making the choices, you feel like you are Joel and you're making these things. You feel the, like when you've got Ellie's part and Joel's sick and you're getting tablets and stuff for him, you feel vulnerable because of everything you've had and you are now and you haven't got all the stuff that Joel had because you're in control. They just add so much to it. I'm not having that. You would just watch the TV show. You're experiencing that on a video game separately and it just is. It's a great game. And again, I said Uncharted 2 is an amazing game. I'm not bagging on Uncharted 2. I'm just saying The Last of Us beats it. But I did actually get a question from there. It says, which game do you think could have been truly great had it not suffered from a single aspect? For example, if it was like had a lot of bloat or ego or poor characters. So I was thinking a little bit, and the first game that came to mind, there's probably others out there, and when I go back and think of other games, I'll go, oh, I should have said that one. But the first game that jumped up was Metal Gear Solid 5 for me. I love the Metal Gear series. Growing up, Metal Gear Solid 1, played on the PC, put so many hours into those stupid VR missions that didn't really mean anything, but I feel like we just had access to less games as a kid, so you just put everything into them. Metal Gear Solid 2, finishing like a day and a half when I was a kid, just absolutely ran through it. Metal Gear Solid 3, amazing. 4, cutscene generator, fuck off. But Metal Gear Solid 5 is a great game, that and Ground Zeroes together. But the fact, Konami, right, Konami, I'm coming for you, you pricks, you're my boxy at the minute. What are yous doing? What are yous playing at? The games you used to have. I loved a bit of Rocket Knight Adventure. I loved a bit of, what else have we got? Tiny Toons Adventures. You had some great games. You had so much goodwill. And then you've just turned into pricks. If I'm right, I think they just make pachinko machines over in Asia now. And I don't even really know what a pachinko machine is. I think it's like some sort of like gambling, like shit pinball, shitball, shinball. That you just win money on, but it's got like Castlevania on the back rather than actually make a game with the IP or give it to someone who wants to. Then the way that Tret Kojima, the holy one, he does, I mean, he does like the smell of his own sushi shits, doesn't he? But he's a great man. Some of the games he's came up with are absolutely amazing. Love Death Stranding as well. If he'd just been given the chance to finish that game, obviously, if you don't know, they sort of rushed it. They said they wanted out. They wanted done by this time. Kojima was sort of rushed out and couldn't finish production. I think they found cutscenes and codes and stuff for stuff that happens afterwards. So the story's sort of like half left undone and stuff when it comes to like Liquid Snake and things. And it's just a bit naff. And then, I mean, literally, I'm sure the second half of the game, if I remember rightly, is like a carbon copy of the first missions that you've already done, the first few missions, but they've got like slightly different objectives or something with them, because it was that rush out. It was just like, oh, we'll just do the same missions again rather than making new ones. And it was just so good. Took the game in a new direction with open world stealth and the way you could build your base and all of those things. I just think were awesome. And they just, you could see that it was forced to finish. So Konami, fuck you. There you go. Next message is from Johnny. Johnny said, until last week, I could have all these confessions, but I finally defeated FF8. Well done, Johnny. Johnny, like myself, talking about the episode where the microtransactions, where you talk about our game and confessions. Sounds like you had them all, apart from not finishing FF8. So the same as me, Johnny. We're like twins. I never beat FF8, and now I have. So good they made us twice, Johnny, yeah? Next episode, next comment even, is from Eamon. Eamon said it was about the enemy's attacks being delayed, so you're thinking of Expedition 33 when they do faint attacks. I put this one in just because I want to talk about Expedition 33, because I've not played any more on it, but I bloody love it, and I've only put like 13 hours into it or so, which isn't much for the game. Anyway, I had a mind fart, a complete mind blank when I was talking to Boxy. I was talking to Boxy about, he was talking about Black Myth Wukong, and he was trying to beat a boss, and I was seeing how he would love Expedition 33, how it's, I want to see his views with it being a turn-based game, but like sort of like an evolution of it, and having Dark Souls parry and dodge elements and stuff like that into it, and you can beat bosses even if you're under-leveled, if you're skillful enough. And he then started talking about Black Myth Wukong, how he's playing it, how he'd beat like 738 bosses, and he had another 234 to go, and it was taking him ages because he is shit at video games. And he mentioned how this enemy was delaying attack, or it was hard to judge when to block and stuff like that because of how he was going to attack. And I let him continue his conversation because I'm trying not to button in. It's one of my ADHD things, is you always butt in when you get a thought because you're frightened you'll forget it. Well, guess what? I was trying to be polite. I didn't butt in and I bloody forgot it. But it was there about how Expedition 33, I do love it, but sometimes the way the characters attack, so you don't know when that hit's coming. It's a clever thing to do, but it just looks so ridiculous. And it can be so annoying when they do that, like, to do this like fake attack. Like, they go in and they're like, I'm doing a little dance. I'm sure I saw Relzy, another great content creator, make a little video on it of him doing an impression of them pretending to do attacks. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about in that episode. If that's been keeping you up at night, probably not. Next, we have a message from Holly the Pie, who said, The first time I think I've got Rockbus was pretty much straight away. So definitely, obviously, as you all are, a Rockbusters fan. And it was the Mortal Kombat one. So we know, well, I know Holly anyway. And I know from our stuff online that she's got a filthy mind anyway. So wasn't it Mortal Kombat? I can't remember the clue, but it was Mortal Kombat. So as soon as Seam was involved, she knew exactly what I was talking about. But that's not the reason I put a comment on, because the rest of the comment says... Also, Horizon's great. Boxy's chatting rubbish. She does say so's Boxy, but we'll take that out. Not sorry, Boxy. She's right. Horizon's absolutely great. I've got comments in here of everyone going in on us and saying how wrong and shit I am. So I thought I'd pick someone agreeing with me. Horizon Zero Dawn, amazing game. The limited edition box sets. Ah, mwah, chef kiss. I will Mortal Kombat's all over them. Yeah, great games. Next one. I'm putting another one from Ched, because he completely got the Rockbusters wrong. Now, Cheddar is a big... I've got a few fans of Rockbusters who messages. I've got, obviously, the teacher that I mentioned to, John, who tries to change it to be child-friendly. So that he can do them in his assemblies, which is why I try and make them as unchild friendly as possible, just to make his harder job harder. That's what she said. You're welcome, John. But Cheddar Dan, who was on the podcast, he messages me all the time. Obviously, since he's been on the pod, we exchange details, friends for life, all that jazz. But he messages me probably every week now, trying to guess. Rockbusters. So it was funny to see him get it wrong, but it was the episode where we talked about games as movies, and which would be a great one. And Dan said Outlast, give me those Blair Witch vibes with the camera, and I think that would be awesome. I don't even think you need to go like full Blair Witch with it, would you go like full Blair Witch, or would you have a normal Hollywood-esque movie and have those like camcorder parts in it? There was another film as well that was done like a camcorder, like found footage, wasn't it? I'm not talking about Paranormal Activity. Was it Wreck? I'm sure it was like a Spanish film at first, and then it got made into an English film. It did that good, and I'm sure it's set in like a block of flats, and there's the zombies and stuff in there. I don't know. Anyway, I think that would be great. Outlast would be great for a movie. Not a TV series, like we mentioned a few on the episode where we're saying, I thought these would be good, but it would be better as a TV series, maybe, depending on how they do it. But I think Blair Witch has got a game. I've heard it's shit. Outlast, I think, will be absolutely great. Not much needs to be changed. Just tighten it down and stuff. It's only like a 4-hour game as well, so you wouldn't have to trim that much fat. Be quite a good one. So you got two comments in, Chad, because it was a very good one. And going back to when we had the trivia, I think it was that same episode, and we talking about films and actors, and I had to guess what video game films have been. Vicky said, I cannot believe Tom did not get the Sean Bean one straight away. We talk about Silent Hill film all the time in his Discord and stream. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. I just blank. When you're on the spot and Boxy's saying that you're crap, you just freeze. You don't know what's happening, and it just completely went. But what I'm doing now is, because I've been professional and I've got on my comments and I've like took pictures of them to so I can chat about them. But I was sure someone proved that Boxy's trivia was crap when it came to that, and I've not took a picture of that one. So I'm quickly logging on to Spotify. Let's have a look at this. It was about Sean Bean. I'm sure I mentioned a series that Sean Bean was in. And oh, here we go. It was XII per 3. What would there be? 8 pure? I don't know how to read these young kids' tags. It said, sorry it's late, but Boxy, Prince of Persia and Gran Turismo are great films. You're wrong there. But then he said, and for Sean Bean, could you not have had Pixels? And I'm sure I said pixels. So I'm going to just put pixels. Sean Bean here. We're doing it live. Sean Bean is in pixels. He's one of the army people. Is he? Have I made that up? I've got pictures here. Is he in? Sean Bean. I'm sure it's a passing, like, cameo. Right, let's have a look at some images. Is Sean Bean... No, not a cast of pixels. We want Sean Bean pixels movie. Yeah, he is. He's in it. An unexpected cameo. So, Boxy, your trivia's been proven to be shite yet again. So with that, we can end our main segment. Now, we're coming up to the end of the show. I know we're only 35 minutes in, but no one wants to hear me for a full hour cracking on about bullshit, because I'm going to record the microtransaction next as well. And I don't know what to even say for that. We'll have to come up with that one in a bit. But we do have to end with the majesty, the amazement. I'm pretty sure if you were, I was going to say if you were in a circus, what's his name? The Greatest Showman, I forgot his name. I've just got Freya Bentos in my head. I know that's the Pie Man, but we'll see it. But if you were Freya Bentos, you would be wanting to promote this as your attraction of all attractions. Better than a bearded woman. Better than a strong man who's just basically a wrestler these days. Better than getting your fortune told. This is Rock Busters. So we have to go to last week's. Now, last week, I'm fuming Boxy's not here, because I was really, really proud of myself, because I came up with it quite late in the day, and I was really happy for what I've came up with. So, we'll give you the clue and let you percolate a little bit. The clue for last week's Rockbuster was, why are all those coffins plugged into each other with RJ45 cables? I'll repeat that. It was, why are all those coffins plugged into each other with RJ45 cables? Now, you're going to kick yourself when you hear this. There was lots of people had Deathloop in, which I thought was quite a good one because it's Death in a Loop, but it's not that one. It's not that one. Someone got really close because they mentioned LAN. And LAN was the clue. I think if you got the LAN, it was really, really a few steps away from it. So obviously RJ45 cables are your cables you plug into. I shouldn't have to explain this, it's obvious. But you plug into each other, the internet cables. So back in the day, you'd have a LAN party, wouldn't you? You'd have all your Xboxes plugged into each other so you could play Halo or Counter-Strike or whatever it was. So it said, why are all those coffins plugged into each other? Where would there be lots of coffins? Or where would there be a coffin? At a wake? So the answer was obviously a LAN wake. Alan Wake? That is genius, isn't it? A LAN wake. Alan Wake? Oh, I just impress myself sometimes. Pop me in the comments if you got that one. And in the comments, also have a go at this week's one. Now, this one is less genius and more vulgarity. That could help you. Are you ready? This week's Rockbuster is, what's that wrinkly circle you're looking at on your granddad? I'll say that one again. What's that wrinkly circle you're looking at on your granddad? Yeah, you heard right. So, in the comments, let me know if you know that one, if you got last week's. And please, in the comments, can you just tell me how nice this episode was, how Boxy. Do you feel like I need the yang to my yin? I feel like I need his misery. I need someone to be angry at. Don't worry, we haven't fell out forever. We haven't had a divorce or anything like that. He will return soon. It'll be like, who returned? Return of the Mac. Return of the Jedi. Return to, I don't know, we'll call him the Jedi. He's more the Sith, isn't he? He's the dark side. But he doesn't encapsulate the dark side with his personality and stuff. But he's definitely not the light, is he? He's not the light. I'm definitely the light. I'm definitely, Luke Skywalker. He can be Kylo Ren, like the shit dark side. You know, he's not Darth Vader or anything like that. Or he could be Palpatine, couldn't he? A scarred, withered old man. Oh, feel the darkness, let it feed you. That's definitely, he's Palpatine. I'll be Skywalker. Actually, I see myself more of a Solo, but then, right, I've run off on a tangent. I was trying to say bye. So, oh, it's going to be lonely. Let's just leave it as a lonely one so you feel sorry for me and come back. It's a goodbye from me.